That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community. My name is Jock Reynolds, and thanks for tuning in to another podcast. Here, as always, with good mates, Peter Higo Higginbotham and Crouching Tiger. How are you going tonight, lads?
Very well, Jock. Welcome.
Now, we've got a big evening here. We've actually invested in our first phone switchboard. We will be taking calls here this evening, boys. We're a little bit toey about it, to be quite honest.
Yes, I am waiting for the light to go on, Jock.
Absolutely.
My mother may be calling.
Also, Higo, we've just had discussions, son, and you've got a very crucial role here this evening. You'll be trying to structure us up a bit better and making sure that the community receives the best advice in a nice structured format tonight, so we really want you to get us to bloody tick along, Higo. How do you feel about that also?
Yes, Jock. I suggested this. My analytical, organised brain cannot stand for disorganised chaos.
Yeah, all right. We'll look forward to seeing how you go tonight, Peter Higginbotham. Sure. You know, this is a modernised world that we're bloody living in here. And we've understood that we've got a bloody...
Job. Yeah. Does have three buttons, dude.
Yeah. Bloody oath. It's got three buttons. It's got a green light that will flash on. We might be a bit bloody long in the tooth, but we love to metaphorise, you know, because that's how we keep relevant.
Metamorphosise, Jock, such as the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. Yeah. All must change.
Yeah, we sure. You know, one of the old fellows who many people have written off this week, Big Dean Cox, smash out a magnificent 215 this week, folks.
You know Dean Cox and Nick Nat.
Yeah.
Those two ruckmen between them get like 340 points.
Really, that's bloody magnificent, isn't it? They were fantastic over the weekend, and that ruck duo, have we ever seen a better ruck duo in the game of AFL football?
I not think so, Jock.
Dean Cox, he's up to 621,000 now on the Supercoach scores. Break even of 32. Is it too late? Would you consider, if you've got that loose, you know, ruck selection, you need to bolster up your selections there, would you think about going, Dean Cox, folks?
Definitely consider Cox, along with Nick Nat. Yeah. In fact, given I am running the show, Jock, I would like to start my segment now. Here goes Quantum Team Mechanics. Yes, welcome. Quantum Team Mechanics this week centres around those all-important rucks. Trading in the ruck is at times futile. My suggestion this week is to seriously consider trading in Jared Roughhead.
Oh, the orange roughie, you love the blood. Jeez, he's looking bloody good here.
Jock, trading in Jared Roughhead into your forward line.
Forward line? Now, we're talking rucks, mate, structuring up in the rucks. Now, I would imagine that you get good value out of Jared Roughhead if you just plugged him into the ruck, old chap.
Jock, trading Roughhead into your forward line for approximately $530,000 enables you to pinch hit a free trade in your rucks.
Okay.
This, I mean, when it comes time to downgrade a Giles, if you still have a Redden an underperforming ruck, you can in fact hit the ruck trade button, swing Roughhead in, and be trading Giles for a forward.
Hang on here, you bloody... I know you got one of those brains that just bloody prrr, goes through bloody data like nobody's
business. Is this true, Higo?
So just run it, boy. So let's say I've got Jared Roughhead this week. I'll put him into the rucks.
No, Jock.
Forward. I'll put him up forward.
Jock, Jared Roughhead in your forward line for 533. When it comes time to trade in the rucks,
yes,
you hit the grey S button.
Substitute button.
Will switch Roughhead into your rucks, enabling you to trade a Giles or a Redden Stevenson for a forward.
Peter Higginbotham, the mastery that you bring to the table here each Sunday evening just makes my heart warm, mate, and I thank you. That's fantastic use of Jared Roughhead. I'll be looking to make that trade this week. Crouching Tiger, what are your thoughts, son?
I think this bloody smart.
Yeah, it's great.
Rack interesting, because you have Jacobs,
yes,
who smash it for Adelaide.
I believe he broke the record at 61 ruck hit. Well, did he win? I think he broke the record, didn't he?
Actually, Gary Dempsey
Gary
at number one with 65. So, at the moment, Sam Jacobs is second all-time ruck hit-outs. Now, second to Dempsey, who in fact won the 1975 Brownlow, and in fact, to date, has polled the most Brownlow votes of any AFL player. Outstanding performance from Sam Jacobs.
Bloody good bloke.
Carlton let Jacobs go?
Yeah, they'd be bloody. They'd be kicking themselves at the moment, because I tell you what, big, what's his face wandering around? What's the big fellow?
Bloody Warnock.
Warnock, yeah.
Bloody, what's his name? Cruiser have bung knee.
Yeah.
Hampson have a hot girlfriend but cold bloody hands.
Yeah.
Carlton must kick self in ball.
I want to also talk about youngie Jakey Spencer from the Melbourne Football Club, who is a very cheap option if you're looking to take a bit of cash this weekend, folks.
Yes, Jock. The ruck trade loophole that I have described brings the Tom Derricks, the Jake Spencers, the Tom Campbells, brings a new value to their trade potential.
Absolutely. Jakey Spencer first only came out with a 54 and averaging 49 over the trip in his two matches so far. He's just 113,200. I'm sure many people would be tied up with Roughhead and such and the trades which you've suggested to us. But look, if you need to offload like an Orange Stevenson or your young Reddins, I think Jake Spencer would be. He's got some fair prospects of playing. Would you say?
Yeah, agreed, Jock. But yeah. I think our focus needs to swing to forwards. This season has been a very fickle year for the key forwards. Now, I propose that when trading forwards, one must be looking for those dual-position midfielders, much like the back.
Absolutely, and we've been pretty big on the cattle market just this past week. Your old mate, Jock Reynolds, had been in my bloody deathbed for us.
Oh, Mr. Jock.
Yes, but got out of the deathbed, wrote the cattle market, and we had Matthew Pavlich as our number one selection. We're very pleased to see him come out with 163 points on the weekend.
You not just get bloody the Pav.
Yeah.
You also tell people Yaren.
Yeah.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
Tuck.
Oh, no. Look, Crouching, I don't want to bloody blow my own trumpet. Look, some people may choose to label me the greatest fantasy football / AFL identity that the world has seen over the past two decades. If they choose to label me like that, that's up to them. That's fine. You know, I try and do is offer the bloody Jockeys fantasy football community with the best value going around. And I'll continue to do that. I don't care who bloody tells me to stop. I'll tell you right now.
I tell you stop now. Silence! Mr. Clock. You tell me Mr. Clock and Mr. Clock shit.
Mr. Cloak has really disappointed me in many ways over the last fortnight, or bloody old, most of the bloody season.
Jock.
Let's be bloody honest. What did he score this week?
Jock.
80. Rubbish.
Stop right there, Jock. Crouching, care to elaborate with your slipper.
Great segue here.
Welcome. Crouching one, comfort slipper. Wisdom.
Welcome. This morning, I complained to Mrs. Tiger about some of my bad forward player.
Mrs. Tiger, haven't heard from her for what? How's Mrs. Tiger going, Critch?
Mr. Jock, not nice to these fat people. They already have enough on their plate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough, Critch.
So I complain about the bloody clock, about the bloody Petri. They got a bad point.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like a dog turd in my forward line.
Yeah.
And just as I say this, my slipper say me.
What did she say?
Take Dog Dog for a walk. Oh, Dog Dog, my dog.
Walked in the park or something?
Dog Dog, my dog. He like knick-knack. He big jumper.
Yeah.
It's freezing cold. I say, what you talk about freezing cold? Take Dog Dog for a walk.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, okay, you come with me, slipper. So I go for a walk. I'm walking dog-dog in freezing. My hand got numb.
It's been bloody cold.
Oh, and then dog-dog lay monster-sized dog.
Your health, pals.
Right on the nature strip. Ah, da da da.
Oh, Mr. Whippy, eh?
So
you
know, I round get that.
And,
I see
round
that.
And round like silence. One of the Mr. Whippy cones, eh?
I get out my little
yeah.
plastic dog poop bag. I put my hand in bag. I go pick up monster-sized dog poo.
Your hell.
And, when I pick it up, it's very warm on my hand. Yes, so I grab the inside the plastic with two hands and I hold it. I mold the clay like inside the bag. Ah, this make my hand warm. And then my slipper wink me. Ah, this what you say me. You have dog turd in your forward line. You must find way to make it work for you.
Yes. Yes, you've done it again, the slipper of wisdom. So what it's saying is, even if you've been dealt a big steaming Mr. Whippy of a deal with, say, your cloak, or let's say, you know, during parts of the
True
season.
Petri.
Oh, Petri, yes.
You get 33.
Yeah, very disappointing. So you're saying you just have to stick through it and make it work for you in yes. the remainder of the season?
At
this juncture of the season?
You're stuck with this player. Yeah. I already talk about Mr. Gibb.
Yeah.
I sing him song. Yeah. Now he starts to play better. So now,
yeah.
I want to sing song
oh.
for Mr. Clock and Mr. Petri.
Well, here we go, Crouching Tiger.
Why you look so sad?
Mr. Petri, don't be sad. Clock, you get the bloody kick. You know why? I stand by you now. You warm my hand in the cold. Next week, like Mr. Kim, you get bloody big kick. You do it. You run. You get forward. You take the big man. Crop. Bloody sign a piece of paper. You sign a piece of paper and get a bloody kick. Because it is time. I stand by you. I pick you. I stand by you. This is it. Yes, welcome.
That is bloody beautiful, Crouching Tiger. Look, we've asked you to come out with something special for the community and you've done it again. Yeah, I'm reminded also about bloody Boomer Harvey. I mean, many people were bloody lamentating. They were lamentating having Boomer bloody Harvey, and he's coming out this week. And what's he scored this
lamenting,
week?
Lamenting, I think, Jock. Boomer Harvey is your classic underdog. He has 125 points, a break-even of 72, and at a 4.49, still represents value.
And he's got the dual synchronicity into the midfield
again,
as well.
Again, as discussed earlier, he is a mid-forward swinger that represents value.
Now,
Adam Goods, Jock.
Yeah, house bells.
Written off champion.
There's points
too
in,
old.
Yeah, points in case all over the shop this week.
148 points, Jock.
And it's time to swoop with a break-even of 48. Adam Goods at 447. It looks like this is as low as he'll come for the rest of the season. Now, Sydney do have Collingwood in the first round of our fantasy football finals, which is a consideration.
Jock, the champions of our game rise against adversity.
Absolutely.
Now, Adam Goods came out with a 148 after a poor game last week.
Yeah.
And many wrote him off.
Cyril Rioli's coming out with 150, albeit against Greater Western Sydney over the weekend. Now, there's another player earlier in the season, you know. Jock, Cyril, I've had enough of him. I want to get rid of him. Jock, and have a look what happens when you just stick fat with the boys, you know.
He's irrelevant. He is very inconsistent.
Yeah, 29 disposals.
Nah, forget it. You're not pick Cyril.
Yeah.
506, but too inconsistent.
Fair enough. What about Dane Zorko? For those who have missed him, we're starting to get some questions about Dane Zorko. He had 121 on the weekend, and people are starting to say, you know, sure, he's up in price now, but if I've missed him, is he still bloody good value? Is he just one of the players who's going to become an absolute monolith of the competition?
Jock, I'm starting to think those without Dane need to consider him.
Yeah, fair enough.
He has not put a foot wrong.
Yeah, he's looking good, isn't he?
Jock, is that light flashing?
We've got a caller. We've got a caller. Let's just go to the call here. G'day, this is Jock Reynolds from the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Club. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, hello. My name's Graham Worthington. Hello, Jock.
G'day, Graham, was it? How are you, son?
Yes, my friends call me Grace.
Oh, there you go, Grace. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. I'd have to say first, I'm very honoured to be on your show with the Crouched One, and especially Peter Higginbotham.
What's your bench press, Mr. Grace? How much?
I sort of understand exactly.
You sound like bloody pussy to me.
What's your question for us this evening, Grace? And yes, thanks for calling in, son.
Yes, my question is, I'm having a bit of trouble with my back line at the moment. What I've found is, which a lot of people have, is Lee Spur. I was just wondering what to do with him. Do you think he will be coming back at all to play any more games, or should I be trading him out?
Lee Spur represents a dead end to me, Grace.
Yeah, got to agree with you.
Underpriced, you won't get a lot for him.
Yeah.
I would suggest bench coverage or entertain a sneaky pinch hitter in defence.
It's a very interesting one, isn't it? I mean, because Lee Spur, what is he? He's only up to about $140,000. You're probably not going to trade out and get much cash from going the trade. Is he the sort of player you just sit there as your ninth defender? Just hope he doesn't get called upon in the cut and thrust, Grace. You know, do you just keep him there, old son?
Yes, well, the problem is, because of my bench, where I have Lee Spur and also I have Jared Boren, and with...
Listen, Gray's old son, have you got any room for Chrissy Yaron? I mean, he's red hot this week, and he's one that you'd really want to get in.
Well, that's why I was asking you guys. I was thinking either him, or what do you think of Malcheski as he...
Well, he came out with a good
this week, and I found that he actually played very well.
That is a great perception there that you've got there, Grace. Malcheski came out with a 100, and we I think it's probably time that we started discussing the defenders shortly. So, listen, Grace, thanks for calling in this evening, son. We will get to defenders shortly, and you can have a listen and let us know what you think on the blog throughout the weekend, eh, old son?
I shall endeavour to do that. And just before I go, just a quick thanks for letting me come on and have a bit of a chat. And I'd just like to say, Jock, just as a bit of a funny thing, me and the boys down at the Scrabble Club, we actually call you Jock Radamus because of you do so well.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, mate. It's great to have all the support that we've been getting from the community out there. Thanks for calling in, son. Higo, what were your thoughts about the first call-in for the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community?
I feel we really didn't offer a solution, Jock. He came with a serious problem.
Yeah.
Identified Lee Spur on the bench as dead weight.
Yeah.
And also recognised Malcheski, who is from a strong bloodline of the Fighting Cossacks.
Is he really? He's from the Fighting Cossacks. Well, he got 100. He's only 329,000 this week. 29 disposals over the weekend. Only 62% disposal efficiency. 329, not for me. If I haven't got Yaron yet, I'd go Yaron over Melchester.
Or even Sam Shaw, who pulled a 98.
Yeah.
Priced at around 253, Jock.
Yeah, that's
a very handy pickup. Now, remember, Adelaide lost two keys in Bock and also Davis, and up jumps Talia and Sam Shaw.
Yeah.
Two very reasonable picks in defence, which will offer particularly Talia an interesting point of difference.
Yeah, that's very it's a fantastic point there, Higo. This week for mine, can't go past Chrissy Yaron at 293,000. Break even of -33 and with a very nice finals run for the Carlton Football Club as well, folks.
Hey, what do you think, dear suckling pig?
Well, he has been developing and we have talked about him. He came up with 35 disposals on the weekend, averaging 105 now over the last three games, 112 on the weekend. Worth about, he'll come in at about 448,000. I think he might be a valid consideration over the weekend. Matthew Suckling and Hawthorn have got a beautiful run in the finals. I think they've got, what are they, first two rounds of the finals, they've got Port Adelaide and Gold Coast, I think. So Hawthorn players are a real...
Agreed, Jock.
Yeah.
One perplexing issue for mine, Andrew Corazzo.
Yeah.
471, 108, has been traded in successfully by many.
Yeah.
However...
Good finals run too, yeah.
However...
Yeah.
Why do they call him Carrots?
Oh, it's related to his exceptional vision, I believe. Bloody marvellous vision.
I see,
and
Jock.
Carrots give you that good vision.
I thought he might have had red hair or something.
No, fairly sure that's not the case. Got fantastic vision there.
One other defender, Jock, that I am forming an affinity with must be Pierce Hanley.
Oh, Pierce. 131's his average over the last three, just quietly.
Oh, he's strong, man.
You'll get him for about 500,000. Probably pretty hexy when we're talking defenders this year.
Yes, I think so, Jock.
Going into games of St Kilda. Well done, St Kilda Football Club. Then Gold Coast Suns, then the West Coast Eagles. Break even of 48. I think you'd do far worse than pick up Pierce Hanley this weekend.
Mr. Jock,
yeah.
I have problem.
What's your problem, mate?
I have one other little turd in my back line.
Yeah, who you got?
I want to warm my hand. Broughton.
Oh, yeah.
Make the cash. Broughton cost me 411 now.
Yeah.
Can I buy Yaron and make the cash?
Look, mate, valid point, and I can see why you'd be thinking that, but like we've said all night, you've just got to be patient on these pieces of turd. Like when you picked up the dog turd and you moulded it into the plastic and you got warm hands. Broughton will warm your hands coming home.
I see.
Clancy,
I have...
Take the slipper's wisdom,
yes,
sir.
Yes. Yeah. I only have 6 tried, so... I not do this, but I just think some people, you have 8 tried, 10 tried.
Yeah.
I think Greg Broughton start on bench today. I think Ross Lyon not like him.
Good boy. Could very well be the case. We must talk about Samuel Fisher from St Kilda. Only 88 on the weekend, boys. Have you got your eyes on him coming into the run, into the finals?
Oh, the fisherman. I like to fish.
Jock?
Yes, old son.
Kevin Sheedy has just broken your record and
yeah.
coached and played 900 games. How do you feel about that?
I feel okay because he's a good friend of mine and we've gone back many, many years. We plumbed together for quite some time. Look, I didn't make the 900.
I have an interesting question too.
Of course.
You play 898 game as player.
Yes, for the Kringle Bulls Football
and
Club.
You yeah. only coach one game. What happened, Mr. Jock?
Whenever I'm in charge of a merry band of young men, I become very passionate and I will go to the bloody nth degree. No, I'll go to the oath degree. I'll go to the oath degree, you know, to protect the men under my care. Now, when young Jamie Turner got the ball on the half-forward flank in the first quarter there, and I did hear one of the opposition's crowd mock him, telling him that he was a red nut with bloody too many freckles. Well, I don't care. Whoever says that to one of my blokes is going to get a haymaker, and that's exactly what they got, and that's exactly what I issued that person.
Jock, we have Wayno on line 3.
Wayno, how are you, son? Good evening.
G'day,
Jock,
how are you?
Yeah, Wayno, is that you, Mike? What are you doing
can't
on the bloody...
I believe I'm on. This is unreal. Oh, Grouse, you know, is Hugo and Crunchy there as well?
Peter, mate. Peter, not Hugo, Peter.
Yeah, Wayno, we're doing the podcast. We're doing the podcast, mate. Have you got any questions for us?
I do. I was just wondering what you fellas were thinking about with Dusty Martin. Do you reckon he's going to be, you know, heaps better... After he comes back from the whole sleeping pill thing?
I take this question. Dusty come down my gym, and I grab his bloody Steel Knox tablet, and I throw them in the river.
Yes.
And I say him, you take your shirt off, and you go in the freezing water, and you get the bloody tablet if you want. He not want them.
Yeah.
This say me, Dusty is ready.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm holding on there, Wayno, mate, and say g'day to Dad. I'm holding on to Dustin Martin. I believe when he comes back, nothing makes a player more rabid like a snarling animal than needing to live up for his team, you know. His teammates are going to be shattered. He's going to come back and he's going to go like a snarling wild dog, and that's why he'll score many points, I think, mate. I'll hold him, son.
My slipper, Sammy,
yeah,
get the steel wool from the kitchen sink and scrub the shit out of that tattoo on his neck.
Yeah, it's bloody looks ridiculous.
Oh,
doesn't
what?
It?
Nah, that's half the reason why I picked him. That tattoo's on his neck. I don't know what they say.
Tattoos are a permanent reminder of temporary insanity, Wayno. Now Uncle Jock will spank you if you dare get a tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if I'm going to be allowed to get one. I usually just get my brother just to write some stuff on Texter. Yeah, but I reckon...
The advice here, young Wayno, and it is past your bedtime, hold off on Dusty. He will be playing for his future, and Richmond have a very good run into the finals.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. You've got to be real careful with those sleeping tablets too, because, one time, me and my mate Wazza and Angry, Wazza got some, he knocked them off his...
I told you those kids are no good, Wayno.
Yeah, I know that, but... One time we got some as a joke and we crushed them up and we put them in Angry's Bundy and Coke and he fell asleep. Well, it was so funny. He didn't wake up even when he fell over and fell into the fire.
Fell in the fire, did he? You haven't told me that one,
Wayne. This perfect time to shave one eyebrow and draw penis on face.
Well, that's the thing. He didn't have any eyebrows after he got out of the fire, the poor bugger. And that's how he ended up getting the nickname Angry anyway. He was pissed off after that. And
yeah,
it took nearly a week for him to wake up.
Okay, Wayne, mate, it's probably time to trot off to bed, son. Thanks for calling in.
Hang on, Uncle Jock. Can I just say a quick hello to me mate, to Tate?
Yeah, hurry up, mate. Come on, son.
G'day, fellas.
Very good, Wayne. Off to bed, old son. And, look, I'll speak to you shortly.
No worries, Uncle Jock. Oh, I'll catch you later.
All right, mate.
Bye, Wayne.
To call on first night.
Not bad at all.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. Not
bad,
at all.
Mr. Jock. You talk about Milne.
He's bloody magnificent, yeah.
Nobody think he play. Too small.
Yeah.
He has funny lisp when he talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people say me, Chris Newman, too old.
Yeah.
He has no good haircut. What you think this, Mr. Jock?
What I think, Crouching Tiger, is that we never, ever write off quality individual. Last week, come on, now, this time last week, most of the footballing media, such as your very elite, like your David Kings, the very elite of the AFL commentary teams.
You're not elite, what you say, me?
Oh, David King's fantastic. Everyone put a bloody line through him. He's a good coach, we all know he's a good coach, and he's a good fellow. How are you, Brett? And he came and he stuck it up the old enemy on the weekend, you know? Chrissy Newman's in that same bloody bracket. People are putting a fantasy football line through him way too early. You'll get him at 300. What is he? You'll get him at sort of 380 odd this weekend. I'm reminded also of bloody Boomer Harvey, written off early. I'm reminded of bloody Adam Goods, who just cranked out 148. Milne, of course, the big Dean Cox. You know, the North Melbourne Football Club. Sure, they got stuffed by Big Cox on the weekend. But the North Melbourne Football Club, they've come good and they're playing fantastic football. People had written them off. Shane Bloody Tuck, the junkyard dog himself. Almost written off, almost crossed off the bloody list, and he's coming back and bloody going gangbusters. Robbie Tarrant, how many people... Robbie Tarrant, if you're listening out there, congratulations, son, because you've been downtrodden. People have said, no, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you came out and cut a bloody ripper on the weekend. Streakers.
This good.
Streakers. People said that streakers were part of yesterday's landscape in Australian football's bullnast. Streakers are back, and we're bloody loving them. We saw a handful of bloody streakers on the weekend. Look, I played 898 games for the Kringle Football Club, and I'm always reminded of Agates Anderson, my coach. I'd broken my femur in the first quarter, and he said, come on, Jock, get off, son. You know, you've done your dash, son. It's time to get off. Come on, Jock. And I said, put me in the forward pocket.
No,
Jock, we don't want to damage. You're a bloody champion of the Mornington Greater Peninsula, probably the greatest back pocket ever to play down in the Frankston region, you know?
I remember. I'm a runner. I have to help you down pocket, Jock.
Yeah, I'll never forget
your,
it,
your bottom of leg flapped like little hinge stick.
Well, I wasn't. I looked bloody Agate straight in the eye and I said, you pull me off this football ground and I will get that stubby holder that I lent to you that has the hypercolour stuff in it where the tits show when the stubby goes in. I will bloody take that back, son.
Have you still got that stubby holder, Jock?
Yeah, I have.
I'd like to see that, Jock.
Yeah, okay.
But don't tell Mother.
No worries. Anyway, the story is, in the dying seconds of that game, had the ball in the forward pocket, was tackled, me leg bloody swung like a hen sideways, 90 degrees, struck the ball, and she sailed through for a goal.
Oh, I missed that, Jock.
Never, ever ride a champion off, folks, you know. Well done to Brett Ratton. Well done to the North Melbourne Football Club, Shane Tuck, Dean Cox, Adam Goods, Boomer Harvey, Robert Tarrant, Robbie Tarrant, Streakers, and Milne. Bloody well done. 250 fine games, 522 fine goals, and you really stuck it up, him, son. Good on you. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Excellent rant, Jock. I just
thank you, Peter. Yes.
In complete contrast to your old school applause.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thoughts on the new school clash jumper from Essendon?
Bloody awful.
This crap.
Bloody awful. I mean, when I play for the Bulls, you go out, what do you play for? What do you play for, boys?
Come on. Jumper.
You play for the bloody jumper.
This jumper in my bloody fight club, I kill him.
Yeah, you look like bloody inmates or something.
This look like Nazi Gestapo.
What in the flaming hell are you thinking about, Essendon Football Club?
This
like a pack
crazy.
Of bloody girls.
Jock, I have...
Yeah, good wishing. Kill the football club, by the way, boys. Up and about, be too.
Very solid.
Yeah.
And the state of the ladder continues to inspire confidence in the premiums.
Yes.
Outputting premium scores.
Absolutely.
The top six and the top eight is in high state of flux.
Absolutely.
In fact, the top 16 teams have everything to play for. We will see games go down to the line for the remainder of the year.
That's fantastic. Very low likelihood the players will be rested, which is the bane of our existence over the previous 3 or 4 years.
Jock, I have an important swing forward trade for those with more than six trades.
Please, let's go.
Those still with Jeremy Cameron, who may get weeks, seriously consider Tory Dixon from the Doggies.
Yeah.
Mature age, 346, 90 points today. He could be a cheap out for your finals.
Very good, Higo, very good. Well, we're talking about some cheapies. Let's swing into the midfields. Murray Newman's now played a couple of games there for West Coast, only 20 on the weekend, but he's 106,000. If he gets a game when you're looking to free up a bit of cash, Murray Newman could be one of those bubble boys that you look at just to free up a bit of cash, possibly. What do you think of the Murdoch boy from Geelong? Jordan Murdoch's a forward. He's played his two games now, 106,000.
He look good. He get 15 disposals.
Yeah.
Break even negative 79, so now is time to get him.
Very good,
Jordan. He look good.
That's Jordan Murdoch from the Geelong Football Club up forward, who's a good one to free up a bit of cash with. Before we go, also, let's have a quick look at the midfield. Scotty Thompson, I must say, if you're still looking to build your midfield, many of us have our midfield set right now. Scotty Thompson came out with 143, and at 540-odd, must be seen as quite good value. Others to look at, would you ever think about Prince Stanton? He's down to $490,000 now.
No, Jock. Sure. Foolish move.
Sure, yeah.
Sam Mitchell, I must put in a word for Matthew Prittis. He, 170 points.
Well done, Matthew.
11 tackles, 7 clearances. He is a much maligned gun midfielder.
Can't look past Brycey Gibbs. Seemed to sort of turn in form slightly over the weekend, didn't he, folks?
Yes. I make him play 424. If you strap for cash, maybe think about the Bryce.
Chrissy Judd, is he passed at 126 on the weekend? He's still quite cheap.
472. Suggest looking elsewhere, Jock.
Thank you, Peter Higginbotham. Thank you, Crouching Tiger.
Welcome.
Thanks for the callers. Hope you've had a fantastic week of fantasy football, and we look forward to bumping into you next weekend. I'm Jock Reynolds.